Thank you, Elizabeth. And now a final couple of stories, and these include notice of the Lord Mayor's procession and work going on at Norwich Castle Keep.
People in Norwich are being urged to get involved with the city's biggest annual event as it enters a new era. The Lord Mayor's procession will return to Norwich on Saturday, July the 6th, filling the streets with colourful floats, live music, dancing and puppets. The street party is the highlight of the Lord Mayor's celebration weekend and is expected to attract tens of thousands of spectators. This year's theme, Love the World Around You, was picked to reflect the changing direction of the event, which controversially banned diesel and petrol lorries from the parade in a bid to cut down on pollution. Organisers said the move was an opportunity for participants to think of innovative ways to mobilise their floats.
It's Norwich's Castle Keep as you've never seen it before and probably never will again. In preparation for work on the £13.5 million Gateway to Medieval England project, which will see the keep transformed to reflect the way it looked in Norman times, the displays and artefacts have been removed. Since January, staff at the museum have been removing, packing and storing more than 1,300 objects from the 900-year-old keep, including that favourite of generations of school children, Snap the Dragon. And the move has presented a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people to see the keep in all its structural glory. That reveals original architecture features which might previously have been overlooked by visitors. Building work to transform the keep back to its original layout when it was a Norman royal palace will begin in October. But between May half term and September, people will be able to see what museum bosses have dubbed the Clear View Keep. New tours of the keep have been developed to help visitors understand the distinctive features of the building, and new interpretative panels have been put in place to give visitors information.
Well, we now have come to the end of this week's edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. Please return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox. All postage is paid, no stamp is needed.
All the news items were taken from the Norwich Evening News, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes responsibility for the contents of this recording. Now, as always, we're pleased to hear from you, our listeners, and you can call us on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. But now, our thanks go to all the team behind the scenes. Your readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell. Our recordist was Peter Murch, and the editor was Carol McStravick. Chatterbox will be back next week, but now from me, John Francis.
And me, Sophie Yeomans.
It's goodbye.
Goodbye.